Stephen Wallace is Bethel's new district attorney. He's the community's third DA in less than 3 years. The court has been operating without one for several months since former DA Mike Gray retired. Wallace started work in Bethel on July 10th, and he says he's familiar with the court's fast pace and high caseload. He has, after all, worked here before. KYUK's Teresa Kotsourilis reports.
As a young attorney in the 90s, Stephen Wallace landed a job at the Bethel District Attorney's Office. As an assistant DA, he handled a lot of cases, and Wallace was one of only two lawyers working there.
I only had a year under my belt when I came here, so it was very challenging to work here. And it was a tempering process for me, learning about my job as a trial attorney and working in a place that was very busy with very serious things that were happening and trying to deal with them appropriately.
In the years since his stint in Bethel, Wallace has worked all over the state. He started his law enforcement career as a police officer. Most recently, he served as the district attorney in Kodiak, where, many years ago, he was the boss of Michael Gray, Bethel's most recent DA. And now, 25 years later, Wallace is back in Bethel and running his old office. He still describes the job as a challenge. The Bethel DA's office is one of the busiest in the state. It's small and understaffed, and Wallace says that over 2,000 cases were referred to them last year.
There are very serious cases that involve crimes against the person, and the number of crimes against the person that occur seems to be as a percentage of the caseload greater than in some other offices I've worked in.
Prosecuting cases in the YK Delta can get particularly complicated. The DA's office tries crimes throughout the Delta's 56 villages, some of which have their own courthouses and law enforcement agencies that the DA needs to coordinate with. In more remote communities, some people may never see the inside of a courtroom, but might appear in court over and over again by phone. According to Assistant Attorney General Rob Henderson, Wallace's approach to these challenges will be informed by his varied work history. Henderson worked with Wallace when they were both young attorneys in Anchorage and has known him for years. He views Wallace's background in police work as an asset.
The way I think it impacts the way he handles his cases is his ability to relate to police officers. He's been on the streets, he's handled cases, and so he knows what that's like.
Henderson added that he's confident in Wallace's ability to train and mentor the young attorneys on his staff. We asked Wallace if there was anything he hoped to address as Bethel's new DA, the crimes he planned to focus on, the internal challenges he hoped to address. He wouldn't go into any details, but he did say he was happy to be back. I'm Teresa Kotsourilis.